Good morning, a Tuesday morning. That means Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union, joins us. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Dave. How you doing?
Good. You know, the story of Nexium has captivated much of the capital region, and on the top fold of the paper today, the Nexium trio seeks to cut plea deals.
Yeah, that's right. Last week, Nancy Salzman, who is the co-founder of Nexium, entered into a plea agreement with federal prosecutors. Keith Raniere is the other founder of Nexium. When he was being arraigned yesterday morning on new federal charges, the feds disclosed that three more defendants in the case are negotiating plea bargains. They didn't name who those defendants were, but there's only five people besides Raniere still facing charges. So it's a process of elimination. I think it'll probably become clear in the next few days who those people are, but the federal prosecution is picking up steam. They arraigned on new charges on Monday, and it looks like a lot of other people are preparing to abandon ship.
Let's go from there to criminal justice and the issue that a lawmaker in New York, a Democratic state senator, wants, or at least is hopeful about, changing a law to benefit the undocumented.
Yes, that's right. State Senator Jessica Ramos wants to abolish Federal Immigration Enforcement Agency, ICE. But in the meantime, she's prepared to try to prevent deportations in New York, reducing the maximum penalty on a misdemeanor conviction from a full year, 365 days, to 364 days. At 364 days, it would not trigger automatic deportation proceedings against a defendant. That happens when you hit the one-year mark in a sentence, though it's rare that anybody in New York actually served a full one-year sentence for a misdemeanor conviction.
Finally, a headline here, Groups Awards for Youth Get Leaner. This has to do with the New York Association of Black and Puerto Rican Legislators. What's going on?
The New York Association of Black and Puerto Rican Legislators hold an annual dinner every year that has kind of been touted as a way to raise money for scholarships for students. They've filed hardly any records over the last half of the decade, and it's unclear if they've put much of any money into scholarships. But yesterday, we saw new documents from them from 2006. It shows they spent more on catering that year than they did on youth scholarships. The association spent about $25,000 on catering as part of its fundraising expenses, but awarded just $21,090 in scholarships.
Mike Goodwin is the city editor of the Times Union. You can read more at timesunion.com or just pick up a copy of the paper. Mike, thanks. We'll catch up with you next week.